My friends in Jesus and Mary, why is it that even the U.S. Postal Service has to grant the role of Mary in the celebration of Christmas? Yes, postage stamps, images from our Protestant brothers and sisters, and certainly images we should have in our home. Mary is central to the reality of Christmas. Hello and welcome to MaryCast. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli, Professor of Theology and Mariology at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. And let's look at what scriptures the church has us look at in the liturgy to prepare our hearts for Christmas. And we see, of course, three principal ones. The Annunciation, where Mary says yes to bring us the God-man, to allow the Word to be made flesh in her sacred womb. Secondly, the Visitation. And we're going to go back to the Visitation because it's very beautiful and very important for us that Mary brings Jesus to Elizabeth, the unborn child, and acts of grace take place. And of course, the Nativity, the actual birth of Jesus. Now, I'm reminded of Mother Teresa's three famous quotes regarding our Blessed Mother. First of all, she says that when Mary says yes to the angel, of course she becomes the co-redemptrix. Of course, Mother Teresa says, because as soon as she says yes to the angel, she gives Jesus his body, which is the instrument of redemption. Who else could dare, what other creature, man or angel, dare say they gave more to Jesus than Mary, when Mary gives to Jesus the very instrument of redemption? Secondly, Mother Teresa is famous for saying that at the Visitation, when Mary brings Jesus, the unborn Jesus in her womb to Elizabeth, that you have an interuterine communication of grace. Mother Teresa says that the first person to say yes to Jesus after Mary is an unborn child. That's right, that's John the Baptist in the womb of Elizabeth, because Scripture says as soon as they hear the greeting of Mary, John leaps in the womb of Elizabeth. And so in this age where we have a culture of death, in the age where abortion is rampant, in this time when the United States considers health care bills which include abortion, we have to remember the infant God was an unborn child. And the second person to say yes to God becoming man after Mary was an unborn child. And then thirdly, Mother Teresa was on a plane and she had a very nice Protestant woman sitting next to her. And the Protestant woman said, "Mother Teresa, I so admire everything that you do, except I can't understand your love of Mary." Mother Teresa looked at her with a half smile and says, "It's very simple, my dear. No Mary, no Jesus." And that's why Mary is central for this time of Christmas. But let's go back to the Visitation for a moment, because the Visitation really prepares us. And we find ourselves either a few days before Christmas or any time during the Christmas season. These are truths, these are gifts we're called to give to the Christ child, to the baby Jesus in the womb. And remember, it's not our birthday. It's good that we're getting presents, but really, the person who has the birthday is the person who should be getting the presents. It's Jesus' birthday, not our birthdays. And so we have to first ask, what presents are we giving him? And I think some of the wisdom of this comes by looking at Our Lady with the Visitation. So let's go back to the Visitation. Mary visits Elizabeth. Now, if any creature had a great excuse for not bringing Jesus to someone, it was Mary. She has the Redeemer of the womb, of the world in her womb. If anybody had a fear of saying, look, it's a hard journey to the hill country. It's difficult. And then for 3 months, I'm going to be serving. What if something happens to the baby in my womb? The baby in my womb is the Redeemer of the universe. Mary had a great reason not to go out of her home in Nazareth, but she had an even greater reason to bring the unborn Jesus to Elizabeth because it was God's will. She acted in charity. And because Mary said yes to bringing Jesus, even though she had great reasons not to do it, 3 great graces come. Number one, a personal grace for her. She, who is already the Immaculate Conception, she who is already full of grace, gets even more merit. Secondly, there's a family grace, because Mary's thinking of her family. And she brings Jesus in her womb to Elizabeth. And what happens to Elizabeth? Elizabeth prophesies by the power of the Holy Spirit. And thirdly, there's a communal, a societal grace that happens. Why? Because Mary says yes, she's the first evangelist, she brings Jesus to Elizabeth, But she brings Jesus also to John the Baptist in the womb of Mary, in the womb of Elizabeth. And when she brings that grace, John the Baptist is sanctified. Well, what then happens? The whole community, the whole region, the whole world in a certain sense is prepared for the Savior because of John the Baptist. So there's a personal gift, there's a family gift, there's a community gift. Mary gets more grace. Elizabeth prophesies by the Spirit. John the Baptist is prepared to bring Jesus to the world. Now, we're either very close to Christmas or we're in the Christmas season. And because God is always generous and he sees our hearts, we have this opportunity, my friends. I'm going to say this with a frankness. I believe that someone's Christmas joy, that someone's experience of Jesus this Christmas depends on you. What do I mean by that? Do I mean that the church is not going to celebrate it without you? Do I mean that heaven is not going to celebrate this and the Holy Father is not going to have midnight mass? Of course not. Those are all things that are going to happen. But somebody in your family, somebody in your region, somebody in your community will not experience Jesus unless you bring Jesus to him. And there's three gifts that we can give Jesus during this Christmas season. Number one, we can imitate Mary and we can bring Jesus to someone else. But to do that, we need to give him a gift. And the gift we need to give him is confession. Why confession? Because confession cleans your soul. Confession allows you to be an evangelist, to bring Christ to someone else in a purity. Look at Our Lady. She's the Immaculate Conception. She was transparent because she was pure. This Christmas, sometime during the Christmas season, go to confession. That is such a powerful gift. You know, Our Lady at Medjugorje said that even if it was a day before Christmas, it so pleases Jesus that you would give him the gift of confession. Number two, a family gift. Someone in your family could use a special act of love. Someone in your family could use your gesture initiating charity, your gesture of forgiveness, your gesture of letting a grudge go. And let me warn you, with acts of love, there's always a risk. What's the risk? You could be rejected. Your effort of love, your effort of forgiveness, your effort of trying to make a reconciliation could be rejected. If it's rejected, my friends, then you're exactly like the babe in the manger who will have his hands and feet pierced by nails and hung on a cross, because love by its nature is vulnerable. You have to take risks. Otherwise, the only option we have is to stop loving, and we can't stop loving. So someone in your family needs a gift of love, needs a reconciliation, needs a phone call, needs a grudge to be dropped. Have the challenge, have the grace to do that. Thirdly, a societal grace. You might say, well, what can I do for the world? I'm not John the Baptist. Yeah, none of us are John the Baptist, but there's someone outside of your family that I believe has Christmas depending on you. Someone, perhaps there's someone poor in your area. You know, Dorothy Day said very beautifully that it's with the poor that God communes with his people. If you meet the poor, you're meeting God. So there might be someone in your neighborhood who's hurting, who's needy. There might be someone on the street. There might be someone unemployed. Do one act of love for someone outside of your family. There might be someone in a rest home. There might be an old friend that you haven't talked to in a long time, but it will so please Jesus if you make a special effort to bring his love, his joy, even a smile to someone outside of your family. So, three gifts we can give Jesus this Christmas season. A pure heart, confession. An act of love for a family member. And an act of love to someone outside of your family. When you do that, my friends, you are like Our Lady. You will be bringing the Christmas joy of someone to someone in ways that they would not experience in any other way. So let's ask our Blessed Mother to guide us during this time of Christmas. We all have good reasons, just like Mary had good reasons not to bring Jesus to someone. Let's conquer them. Let's let courage and the vulnerability of love we're willing to take allow us to bring Jesus to someone and make it a special Christmas in honor of the infant God. This is Dr. Mark Maravalli saying, Merry Christmas. God bless.